Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on March 30th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
I'm not ready. I'm just not ready.
This is one of those days.
I know that Dr. Simeon Hain is back to talk crop circles with us. Later, our dear friend, the mighty Rosemary Ellen Guiley, is back to catch us up on all of the work she's been doing. Ready now.
Thank you.
Can I do my bit?
Yeah, do it again.
All right. Tonight, Dr. Simeon Hain.
Good job, Doug. Good job.
Thank you. Yes.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I am Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
Another week.
But you are Big Guy Scott for the rest of the night.
Big Guy Scott.
Didn't I call myself the Cooter Bear one time?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I thought about that last night at the kegger.
The kegger? Yeah.
I did call myself.
You know, we did a tally on the way here. It was like 5 bottles of wine, 3...
Is this something to brag about on a paranormal talk show?
3 fifths and a pint and, I don't know, 2 cases of beer.
Wow.
Doug drank it all.
Yeah, it was Doug. That was just what Doug had.
I blame my upbringing.
Now, my consumption was one donut and I think 2 glasses of water.
Oh, my God. Shame.
This switchover is starting to be very disturbing, Doug.
You see, the first 6 years of Ghostly Talk went the next 6 years.
I was the guy walking in with my sunglasses on the whole show going, yeah, that's great. Let's not talk about that anymore. Let's move on to something else because that's making my stomach turn, quite frankly. Okay. You had a good old time last night.
I did. And today I feel completely different than last month's debacle. Was it a month ago or was it 2 weeks?
It was last weekend.
It was a month ago. Yeah.
Are you sure?
It was February 16th.
Oh, that's right.
So that was just about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Well, you dried up by then.
I dried out?
Well, he's been drinking in between.
Oh, have you? You just totally just like rolled off the wagon.
One night.
Excuse me. Did we want to have this discussion?
No, absolutely not.
Because I know what you ordered.
You guys let off with that. What are you talking
about? I know what you ordered from that winery.
Yeah.
And I know that you had extra bottles from various places. And I know that there was only one left yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful. One bottle?
Mm-hmm.
It's not left anymore.
No.
It
was my bottle. I got like a thumbful out of my bottle.
You put frat kids to shame last night, man. What the heck? Well, a good time was had by all. Nice little rowdy time we had last night to blow off some steam, I guess.
What's really fascinating is, mm-hmm. you know, we when we went out to Kansas City and got accused of all that stuff. We
were, oh God, yeah.
Atchison, when we went to Atchison,
that moronic person from that other show.
I know we were accused of partying down like rock stars, right? And like that.
We got plenty of time to do that outside of ghost hunting.
I know.
Outside of ghostly talk. Why not? Why do that during?
We got accused of having like a throwdown, right? And so then when we actually do party.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Twice in the past month, right?
We'll let you know.
We talk about it.
I know. We'll let you know because we're very worried about, you know, what other people think about us as far as that's concerned.
Not anymore.
We're very concerned about that.
If you
go
to myspace.com/. Well, you go to GT Doug and then link up to Bonnie's page and look in the photo section.
Yeah. It's brutal, huh?
There are 170 pictures up from last night.
Did you, like, just finish the party and just start loading pictures?
Nope, I put them up today.
Just finish about an hour ago or something?
Nope, I put them up today.
Well, you're Miss Efficiency, aren't you?
I know, yeah.
Well okay.
Fun everyone time. Wanted to
so
see them, so I had to put them up.
So we're not really concerned about what people think anymore as of this morning.
I've gotten to that point. I think I've gotten a few emails on that, you know, like, God, you guys are getting a little more hard-edged nowadays, it seems like. It's like, well, you know, 6 years of, like, giving yourself to something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to blow off some steam, right?
and that we did.
Sometimes you have to. That's just the way it is. I think we're still happy guys. I am
a happy guy.
Yes. Bonnie is a happy guy.
I was referring to myself and Doug, but if you want to include yourself in that quorum, feel free. It's up to you. A couple of announcements before we get into the meat of what's going to be happening tonight.
Yes.
Submitting news articles. I always like to bring this up during the show here, the first half an hour or whatnot. Submit. Help us out. Submit news articles. There's all kinds of neat stuff out
there. You go to ghostlytalk.com and just submit away.
If you have registered an account on the website, you already have the limited admin rights. And I stress the word limited admin rights to submit news articles. Just the only thing I ask, keep them in good taste. Don't get too raunchy. I have to watch them all anyways. They go through us to make sure. So if you do something raunchy, don't take it personal. If we say, no, not going up on our website, can't have that. We save the raunchiness for the live show.
Yeah.
That's what happens here.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yes, keep submitting them. We're really enjoying them. It's a lot of fun to have people submit articles from all over the place. If you have an article yourself, feel free to submit that, too. Anything you guys have, send it over. We'd be happy to check it out. And there's someone else in here. We should mention this, too. There's someone else. There's actually a couple people in the studio.
We have
studio guests tonight. I guess we should start with Sweet Steve that's sitting directly behind me.
Yeah.
Poking on my chair, I think. What are you doing back there, man?
That's Sean.
Is that Sean?
Here,
that don't surprise me. There's Steve right there. Hey, Steve.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, man?
Doing real good.
Did you have fun last night, Steve?
I had a blast.
Did you just kind of like roll? You just poured yourself out of bed this morning also, it sounds like?
No, I didn't.
You actually, you were cool, yeah.
I had no alcohol.
Yeah, we were the ones sitting at the table.
Me either.
Having intelligent conversations as opposed to drooling on ourselves all night. Yeah. We were having conversations.
I was doing my hair.
Oh, yeah, we had a fun time with Bonnie.
Is there pictures of that, too?
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, yeah.
She
very
became
nice.
Bonisha for the night.
Bonisha.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Because it was all... Okay, all
right. Yeah, yeah. Just look at the pictures.
Just look at the pictures, you'll understand. Exactly. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Yep.
Thanks, Dad. I wasn't doing that. Sorry, that kind of came out the wrong way. Thanks for hanging out, though. We appreciate it.
Yeah, bye. Next.
Yeah, get out of here.
Next.
Get out of here. The other gentleman sitting, he was the one who was actually poking my chair, I think, and that was Mr. Sean Burris from the Ghostly Talk.
Yay,
Sean!
Hello, hello, everybody. Ghostly Talk listeners around the world,
you guys are going to hear a lot of bumping around tonight, I think, because we didn't hook up the other microphone.
Right, so we have to share mine.
So we're going to have to share microphones, which I'll be pulling mine off the stand, I think, pretty soon, too, for you. Welcome, Sean. Thanks for... You've never seen the new studio.
Thanks for having this beautiful studio.
This is the first
Except
time
Except for the paint color, right?
Yeah, here we go again. And Bonnie has pulled out a channel.
Ding, just like that.
See, the power you'll have, Doug, when you start learning the board.
I know, it's going to be awesome.
I told you, Sean, don't worry. He does it to me every week.
Thanks for hanging out, Sean. Sean's going to be kind of popping in and out all night. I think, you're going to be doing the Ghostman Demon Hunter show. You're part of the Ghostman Demon Hunter show from this studio here tonight, right?
That's right, Scott.
Okay, so we're all going to be kind of helping out Nathan on the other end. We're going to be helping you out and helping Nathan out also, too.
Well, actually, I think Nathan will lose control, but yeah.
I'm going to be in and out because I archive the show right after the show. So right. I like to get that done, and then I usually step in and say hello and do whatever. So, all right, we got a fun night ahead of us with Sean, too. The ORVP-4. Let's mention this also,
yes.
too.
ORVP-4. We've Open kind of remote viewing project.
Well, I pulled away from this just a little bit because we've been busy with a lot of other stuff going on here, but I'm going to start jumping on this again. Obviously, if you listen to the archive, the show from a few weeks ago, there were some issues with some of the session work. There was some confusion. There was some really good stuff from what Vance said, but we need to do. Some of the people need to resubmit it. Unfortunately, it isn't a big deal. It isn't. You're not a bad person.
It's a learning process for us as well.
Yeah, that's all it is. So basically, we're gonna have people start resubmitting stuff here. So we're gonna start getting down the horn with that. If you're listening and you did submit some session work. Vance, I believe he contacted everybody.
Excellent.
That had issues, too. So you should know that by now. Start sending the stuff into Vance, because I want to start ramping.
And if you want to do it, it's still open. So if you didn't and you want to do it, you want to do the...
We haven't even established a drop-dead date yet.
No,
so.
Not yet. But you there's two target IDs. Mm-hmm. Do them separately. And they may or may not be related. We have absolutely
We
no
have
clue.
No idea. I did
no
mine,
clue.
And I had... You know what? And... I can say that. I participated this time, and I had an issue with that, too, but I contacted Vance and said,
right.
Hey, you know, what's the trip here? I'm confused. Help me. Help me out. And he helped me out. So if you have questions, just email Vance, vsw@trinityscience.com.
Exactly.
He'll help you out.
But for the information, you go to ghostlytalk.com, and over on the left, down toward the middle, there's the Open Remote Viewing Project.
It's under our projects box we have on there, stuff that we're working on and whatnot, and ORVP is at the top of the list right now. So check that out, too, if you haven't submitted. Please, it's open to everybody. If you haven't submitted yet, you can still submit. Feel free. It's cool. Like I said, we haven't established a drop-dead date yet, so feel free to do that. We'll keep you guys reminded about that via Satan's website or our website or I Am Haunted or whatever it may be. We'll keep you guys notified on that stuff. We mentioned this last week, too. Richard Klotsch, good friend of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Real good friend of ours. We mentioned his new site called myg2gspace.com, which is another type of social networking site out there, kind of like the I Am Haunted site,
right.
The Allen site. Really cool site there. Along the same lines, where it's a social networking site for paranormal people who can go out there and exchange information, not what shows you've been on. Please do that.
Oh, Lord.
Exchange information. I can see the S-eating grin on your face right now.
Yeah.
But exchange information. You know, maybe you're working on... God forbid you're out ghost hunting. Is that what we're doing here? Is that what we do on the show? Is that what we talk about on
try
the show?
To do
we it. Talk about it. We don't do it.
Well...
Not enough.
That's what our part is, though, I think. We've discussed this before. Yeah, we don't get to go out and do it as much as we'd like to, but... We do something else that kind of helps the other people out, hopefully. Gets their information out there, gets their evidence out there. Hopefully if you're ghost hunting, right, go on this site, myg2gspace.com, and check it out. Register an account with Richard. He's the guy that runs it. And you start talking with people, I guess. So that's what you do on these things. I don't do it too much anymore. What happens on these sites now?
You fill out surveys.
You post up pictures.
And you post up pictures of... Wild, wild parties.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Pretty much.
It's the same as the beginning. When
and then if you weren't able to attend the wild party, or you did,
either way,
you comment on the photos.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which, by the way, Tanya Kaiser,
she
leaves the best comments ever.
Yes, she does.
I don't think I left a comment on that site in about 3 or 4 years, or any of those sites. It's just something I don't know. I just never have done it. I haven't done it in a long time. Every once in a while, every once in a while I've sent a gem out. You know, if it's something that really impressed me, like something really cool, or maybe it's somebody that I, you know, whatever, you know, if it's something special, then I'll maybe leave a comment. But
yeah.
I don't think people should be basing their popularity on that. That's just my opinion.
Well, after Ice cream. After the icing debacle.
Whipped cream?
Yeah. No. The whipped cream debacle was different. It wasn't this icing from a cake or some cake icing. There's a picture of me with, you know, with cake icing on my face.
Yes.
And Tanya said, see, they're coming to Michigan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be here next weekend.
Next weekend. And so she says, does this happen every weekend at your house.
And she can't wait.
We're ramping it up to be that way.
Yes.
That's what we're working on.
We're working toward that.
Tanya and Andy will be out here next weekend working on American Ghost Watchers Part 2, the final adventure or whatever.
Dr. Dawn's American Spirit Song.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
That's what the official running title is going to be, or that's the working title?
No, that's the title.
Because I have read IMDb, and, you know, there's those two different things. There's a working title, and then there's an actual title.
No, the working title is, I think it's just called The Debacle. Yeah?
Since
the
debacle.
The party last night.
American Ghost Watchers 2, The Debacle.
The Debacle.
We took a live video camera into a party with Doug Semig and let him go to town. In a world where Doug Semig is drunk. There you go, right?
I tell you what, I like the world better when Doug Semig is drunk.
I do not. And I do not like the next day either.
Well, you look a little... your face is a little red.
Yeah.
Which is usually what happens after
a night. But his back isn't red anymore.
Yeah, that's my back is smooth and sexy.
Okay, this was kind of a debacle last night in and of itself. You did actually go for this and do this. You waxed?
Yes,
Was it waxed your back?
Yes.
Yes.
I waxed his back.
And Amber is like totally dead set against this.
She doesn't want it done to you?
She doesn't want me to do it. I was like, hey, that sounds kind of cool. Cause I'm in the pool like every other day now.
Right.
And I'm always like conscious about that. Like, you know, if the lifeguards are making fun of me or if the old ladies in the corner who are like soaking their bodies are making fun of me.
Mm.
You know, I think about that. Because I got to, you know, I have the patchy hairy back.
Right.
It's even more grotesque than like a full furry
back. I
have
a pelt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had. Yeah, but
Doug
at least there's some consistency there.
Thanks, you're making
at least there's some better. There's some consistency there though. Mine's like just bam, bam, bam. That's gross, dude. That's like so nasty looking. So Amber won't. She's put her foot down and she is the boss.
Yeah.
Ooh, can we clip that out? Because I want it. Amber is the boss.
Because she is the boss.
I got the money.
Like
she's the boss.
There you go.
Actually, she has the money.
So you're not going to have it done. It is torture.
It's got to feel weird when you're done, too.
Torture.
Is it cold back there now?
It's cold, yes. And when you go to dry off, you know, the towel is it's completely different. When you throw your cold T-shirt on in the morning and it touches your bare skin, it's insane.
Uh-huh.
Completely different and... Wow! Yes.
Well,
it
I know
feels
just
different.
Just from like when I take my beard down, like just a goatee,
and you
or
notice
something,
the cold,
my
yeah.
face gets cold. You
yeah.
know? So I can only imagine, like you know, hair that's been on my back for the last like right. 10 years,
41 years.
How old am I now? Oh my
I'm
god,
like 41.
I just got older.
You know,
I am.
Sometimes when I do my bikini wax,
It does get chilly down there.
How did I know it was going to that?
And
I didn't know we were destined for that topic.
Well.
Full speed ahead, like a trucker, just going straight for the.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I did it for a reason. I did it for art.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever that.
Are you
is.
Modeling now?
Yeah. No, for the show, not this show.
For the movie.
For the movie.
Oh, okay. Oh, we don't want to let that cat out of the bag.
Right.
Yeah, and Doug has told the whole free world already.
Everybody about this scene.
Well, if you do that on this show, you'll tell the whole free world.
Called the whole free world to tell.
Have you called him? Guess what I'm
well,
doing.
You know, Unlimited Nights and Weekends start at 6 p.m. now, so I have to I get on the phone at 6:01, and I am calling everybody.
You're the most cell phone
oh my God,
conscious
you'll
person.
Never, ever guess what I'm going to be doing next weekend.
This is going to be an Evil Jonathan's Mansion, too.
Yes.
That was a surprise.
But that was a big surprise for me.
And that just adds to the chaos of what's going to happen to this film. Because anybody who knows the unsung hero of Ghostly Talk, Evil Jonathan, he's all chaos incarnate. That's how his life is. So I'm really curious to see how next weekend's going to go.
Me too.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a really good time.
But I won't have any hair on my back, so that'll be good.
I will.
Yes.
For the rest of my natural born life. For the rest of my life.
Bonnie's not going to have
I won't either.
Good.
Very good. Okay, cool. Next topic.
I can't believe we just talked about me waxing my back.
She brought it up.
Yeah, you did.
There are also pictures of that on MySpace.
Yes,
too.
There are.
It was Bonnie who brought That's on my...
Yep.
Did you put pictures of me up there, too?
There are
pictures. You shirtless, yes.
Why'd you do that for?
Every bad picture made it up there. Even bad pictures of me
And we're just letting everybody know to go check this
There's
stuff out.
You know, a lot of pictures of me.
Couldn't you wait like probably 2-3 months from now when I'm like maybe a little bit skinnier?
You look fine.
That'll just be your before picture.
You were
that?
Showing off your muscles.
Yeah, you were. You were showing off your muscles.
You ever seen as much muscle in a man? I want to play that on the air so bad. I have it up on the Ghostly Talk site. If you're on the website and you go to the forums, I posted up a stupid video up there of this ridiculous guy showing his muscles to his webcam. It's hilarious, and it's been the fodder of many a joke about my recent resurgence of exercise, I guess you'd call it. Me going back into the gym at 5:30 a.m. every day. Maybe that's why I'm so cranky now.
Maybe.
Because I'm not getting any
sleep.
What
was it before?
that was you.
Oh.
That was general crankiness.
That's a brand new gray hair I have here, too. That everybody's pointing out. Oh, hey, look at the gray hair you got there, Scott. Well, you're getting really old. Good job. Yeah. So,
good job on getting old, Scott.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. Anything new going on? Anybody want to throw anything out there before we go to break?
Nope.
Well, we have a couple minutes before we go to break, man.
Oh, I do want to say one thing, even though I know he doesn't listen. Today is my father's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
Happy birthday, Mr. Spittler.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. Spittler.
Yes, nice. And yesterday was the other Mr. Spittler's birthday. My grandpa.
Oh, your grandpa.
Wow.
Yep.
They were born a day apart?
Yep.
Wow.
Well,
21 years and a day apart.
Years
yeah.
And a day. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were.
I gathered that.
That would have.
Today is also Gordie Howe's birthday, so happy birthday, Gordie Howe.
Well, you're just a walking encyclopedia today.
We are going to say happy birthday to everybody whose birthday it is, and none of them listen to the show.
No,
be
I'm sorry. The one is my father. The one is my grandfather.
How about?
And the other one is Mr. Hockey. It had to be done.
If you're actually if you're listening to the show and it is your birthday, happy birthday.
Yeah, we should just do that every week from now on.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a good bit to throw in, like just, you know, hey, it's the happy birthday time.
Oh, Lord.
You know, that really makes me think of when I was in junior high. This will waste some time before break. It makes me think of when I was in junior high, and they used to make the birthday announcements. No, just listen.
Oh, yes, my mom.
And Doug just told.
Well, they used to make the birthday announcements, and they used to always play the Beatles' birthday song. You know.
Oh yeah.
And it was the most lame, like dried out, watered down thing because you have like, "Good morning, students. How are you doing today? Today is the birthday's for." You know the Beatles thing. Scott Lambert. I hate him. Who is that? I dreaded the 22nd of February every year because who's the long-haired fat kid in the back, you know, the back of the room that everybody wants to beat up, and that was me. Yeah, of course, the birthday comes, I get the beating in front of the school. There you go. That's my tortured childhood right there.
Wow, is it break time yet?
No, it's not. We got 5 minutes.
Oh, good
Let's
Lord.
Keep working it, dude.
Sean, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I have nothing to add.
You cannot come to this studio and do that, Sean. Please don't do that.
I'm amping up, guys.
You need to say something because we're like totally dry material. We got another half an hour to go.
Well, I'm purposely like trying not to talk about things.
Why is that?
Hi, Doug.
Because I could be, you know, make a fool of myself like I did last night.
Why would you do that?
Don't run from my feelings. No.
Just say it, Doug.
Yeah. Express your feelings.
No,
I promise I'll only call you out partially.
No.
Well, you know what? I think we're going to tackle something after the break, though.
Okay.
That we talked about
Sean?
Last night for a few minutes.
We're going to tackle Sean.
We're going to talk about something after
the
break.
Oh, we're going to talk about something.
Damn, that's not as fun. The bear's going to tackle the cub. It'll
never
going
to hear the end of that one. Maybe we'll talk about some paranormal stuff after the break.
I think that might
now,
be
why
a good
would we
idea.
Do
this was
that?
This was our half an hour.
Yes.
Deal with it, people. I don't really care.
Our half an hour. We get to talk about
we
whatever
enjoy
we want.
We enjoy our half hour.
Yeah, we talked about the weekend and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, what's really funny, you know, and I keep telling people, it's so hilarious. You get an email from somebody who heard the show, and about half of them say, "Oh, my God, that first half hour is a wreck.
Yeah.
You're just talking about yourself."
But we love
yeah, pretty much.
Back.
Yeah.
And then, and I'm like, well, yeah, that's sort of the format of the show. But
talking
yeah,
about what
care,
we're doing,
man.
What we're working on, maybe. And if sometimes it isn't always paranormally related, I'm sorry.
Right.
That's
and then, and then they say, you know, so you need more time with guests. And then there's a like, you'll get an email in within minutes, usually, from somebody who says, "Oh, my favorite part of the show is the first half hour because
yeah, the rest
you
of the
guys
show sucks."
Yeah. You know, I listen to the, you know, the guests too, but the first half hour, wow, you guys talk about all
that's
kinds of stuff.
That's because we make it sound like a train wreck, and that's just fascinating.
Yeah.
It can
yeah.
be worse. It can be like our show when the viewers, or the viewers, the listeners say you shouldn't have a show at all.
Aren't you getting ahead of yourself?
I think you should have a show.
I think you should have a show. I like your show.
I think you're getting ahead of yourself with the viewer thing there.
Man. Yeah.
I just wanted to say Ghostly Talk does do the show naked.
Yes, we do.
Right. The whatever. Cat's out of the bag.
That is such BS.
That's why we won't have a webcam in studio.
Yeah.
It's why we've been turning down opportunities from CBS to film us for every show.
Because we just cannot.
Look, you guys
got
to stop calling us, all right? We've had enough of this crap. Leave us alone.
We are not.
We don't
want
to do it.
No, we don't want to talk to your people. We don't want to talk to anybody over there. We're not going to be doing the show.
And they don't have big enough black boxes.
Right. I'll say. You guys didn't see that. You know.
I didn't see it either, so don't worry.
We're going to break.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, and you know me from Strangeland and the House of Aaron, TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
What are we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
Interested in ghosts, UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
experience the charm and mystery of the deep sound through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this two-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble mill workers' apartments are some of the haunted sights you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tours.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
All right. Well, actually, tonight it's Doug, Big Guy Scott L., Bonnie, Sean, and Steve.
Yeah, we're all...
so we got quite a thing going on here. Tons of, tons of guests in the studio. It's absolutely awesome.
I want to talk about something here.
Yes.
It's something that's really frightening to me. Now, and I'll be totally straight up about this.
Last talking week, to me, about me again?
No, not you
totally
again.
Frightening?
No.
Oh.
Lifting right. Your shirt up.
Yeah, that was scary.
We had to talk about this last weekend for a little while after the show. About concerns that I've had.
Yeah,
and by no means am I an authority. I don't want to be an authority in this field. You know, we do a show, and sometimes people think you have an authority when you do a show, but that really isn't the case. And I think we've maintained that same opinion, you know, for this whole tenure of what we're doing here. But, you know, there's some really disturbing things going on in this field, I think. And I'm not going to name names. Don't want to do it. Won't do it. But I received an email, and I'm not even going to read it or anything like that, but... And this has been a trend, and Doug, we've talked about this. I've noticed this happening much more lately. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because I don't want to alienate people or scare people, because we love when people contact us to be on the show. We think it's great. I love it. I'm honored that people, you know, I've been honored enough to see it go from us, you know, going out and finding people to come on the show to pretty much people contacting us now. And I think that's a really... good way to gauge it. Hey, you're doing the right thing. People like the show. People, you know, we're out there. People know who we are, and they want to come, you know, come work with us, right? So we're really honored about that. I know both of us are to see people contacting us and want to come on the show. Totally cool. But I've been noticing people contacting us lately. And the bulk of these emails, what's going on over there?
Nothing.
Oh, you're just giggling at me?
I already know what you're going to talk about.
But the bulk of these emails... basically just more or less tells me, because I'm usually the guy who does the booking, right, tells me that, you know, I've been on this TV show. I've been on these radio shows. I've been in the newspaper this many times. I am Captain America. I have done this. Okay, and... I think we should make it clear.
I've been on this channel and that channel.
I think what really I base a lot of what we have people on the show for, you know, is like, you know, I remember getting emails like this going, hey, I'm working on this project, or I'm working on this device, or I'm working on this book, you know, or something like that. You know, and even, hey, I'm working on this DVD. I'm working on this on my own. We have people like that all the time on this show that are working on their own projects, their own independent projects that are delving into the paranormal, you know, whether they're out investigating or they're doing something, a documentary type thing, whatever, maybe they're out there doing this thing on their own, right? And that's the emails I'm used to getting, is people going, hey, I'm working on this thing, check it out, you know, hey, would you like to come on and, like, you know, let me come on and talk about it for a while? Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, totally cool. I'm sorry, I don't get back to everybody right away. I've talked about that before on here. It's very difficult to try to keep up with everything, but I do get with everybody. And I've just been noticing a lot of emails dropping in like this now, where it's more or less
a resume
they're sending me, which, hey, thank you. You know, I guess, okay, well, you know, and I'm trying to be fair here to say, okay, why are they doing this? Are they sending us to let me know, or you know, or Bonnie know that they have experience talking on radio, or talk, you know, being interviewed or something like that?
Well,
that,
the interesting thing
is, I mean, I don't want to slam these people. I want to understand it.
Right. Well, we have had guests in the past that perhaps were not experienced in being interviewed or
and we help
whatever.
Them.
And but yeah, we start with a guest and we say, look, you're supposed to be having fun.
We want you to enjoy yourself. I don't
so
think
if
we,
this is work, then we're not doing our job.
Yeah, we're not doing our job. We are not doing our job.
Right, it's you and me
who
aren't doing our jobs if they're not having fun.
I know I'm sure there's people, anybody, I don't care what kind of radio show it is out there. It don't matter what genre. It don't need to be paranormal that say, look, this is your time. You do the best with it you can. It's not my job to sit here and coax you and try to make you talk. If you want to sit there and be dumb, I don't care. I get paid anyways.
Right.
There's people out there that say that.
Yes,
I know
there
that.
Are.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't do that. We don't do that here. We don't get paid for this show.
Nope.
We do this show because we like to do it, and we want people to really come on here and bring their best part forward.
Right.
To talk about what they're working on, to talk about the projects they have going, to talk about the group they may be working with, okay? But it's very maybe I'm wrong. I'd like to get some emails on this. I'd like to get some opinions on this. Please, give me some feedback.
But if you're,
I'm being a horse's ass.
If you're,
tell me I'm being a horse's ass.
If your entire email consists of, I've been on this show, I've been on that show, I've done three podcasts, I've been, you know, on this TV. It's like, well, you know what? We've been on a lot of shows, too.
Yeah,
so you're no different than
hi,
us.
Hi, I'm Scott. I do Ghostly Talk. That's usually my intro now. I mean,
right.
You know, oh, never. Well, hey, yeah, this is what we do. I mean, I have to do that. I have no problem telling people what we do.
Right.
You know, whatever. If I'm wrong, tell me. I'm wrong. I'm talking to the people. I'm not talking to you, Doug.
I know.
But you too. I mean, if
I'm
wrong, tell
me. I'm in the same
me.
Position as you are.
But yeah, if I'm being unfair about this, if I'm being a jerk about this, and I'm not being fair to certain people when I come on the show, tell me.
Such a jerk.
Thank you, Sean. Seriously, I'm dead serious here, though. You know, I may upset a few people by this, and that's not what I'm trying to do here. I do not want to alienate anybody. I don't want people to be, well, I don't want to email those guys. They don't like having people on. No, it's not the case. We love having guys. Are you kidding me? That's what this show is run on now. That's what we do here. But what are you working on? If you're a paranormal investigator, if you're a UFO researcher, if you're a cryptozoologist, whatever the heck you may be doing in this big umbrella we call the paranormal, what are you doing besides going on radio shows? Besides going on TV shows, besides saving the world, I don't know. I mean, I didn't know that's what the basis was for doing this show.
Right.
I didn't know that. Is things changing? Do we need to update our ideals? Do we need to change? Do we need to change?
Yeah,
are we doing something wrong here? Do we need to change our attitudes? Like, okay, well, we can only have, look, if you haven't been
on at least seven podcasts.
If you haven't sold a million books, we don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
I think we've always prided ourselves on that. I mean, I've told countless people that, like, we're very proud to do a show that where we've had, like, you know, D. Snyder. Pretty cool, right?
I know, that really
we got
rocks.
Jason and Grant on the show. It's been awesome to talk to those guys, too. But we've also had Bill Mell, who nobody knows, who's doing fantastic work out there, who's doing amazing stuff. And I don't hear anybody. I don't hear his name on TV. I don't hear his name on radio. Every once in a while, he'll make an appearance on Coast to Coast. Great. But I don't really hear too much from him. And, you know, and there's all types of people. People are starting groups. People are starting projects that no one knows anything about. And we're happy to have him on here. And I'm proud of that. I think that's really great to have everybody from all walks of life do this show and come on here and talk to us. I thought that's what you were supposed to do with this.
I'm in it just for the dudes.
Well, I've been in it for the since day one. But I want to know. I want to know. I'm sick. I want to know. Tell me, people out there, am I wrong?
Let's take a poll. Everyone in the chat room. And,
we'll start with
and
that.
In a couple seconds when you hear this.
Let's start with that.
It's like a minute.
Answer the question.
Let's start with that. We'll start with the chat room, and maybe that'll give us some type of mean on what's going on here. Am I wrong by feeling a bit disturbed that I get an email, several?
Yeah.
Not just one. I wouldn't be talking about this if this just was one email. I'd be like, whatever, right? Is this?
But it's like a group defines itself based on its media appearances nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to, hey, you know, we investigated this place, we investigated that place, we're currently, you know, building a Frank's box, we're going to be exploring, you know, the use of crystals in dynamic hauntings and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what people used to, you know, contact us with. And now it's just a media resume.
Well, see, this isn't everybody.
No.
This isn't everybody.
We still get a lot of emails from people who are really doing good
work. And they're coming on the show.
And they're, yeah.
And they're coming on the show.
Yeah.
They're on the schedule, or they will be on the schedule, right? People out there who may be listening that have sent me an email. I'm working on it. But I'm just, am I wrong? Am I an idiot? Am I stupid for thinking this way, going, what is going on here? This is a bit disturbing. I don't like this trend.
But if you, if you define your group based on the number of media appearances you have, it's time to rethink. Because
why did you get into this? Why did you start studying the paranormal, Doug? I'm not trying to grill on you, but Sean, why did you get into the paranormal? Mr. Proof Positive himself right here, okay? Somebody who's been on TV.
How many media appearances have you made?
I got into this, guys, because I didn't believe in ghosts at all. And I wanted to see these cats that were running around claiming to get these pictures of ghosts, and most of them were orbs. And but a lot of it was real stuff, and that's what's kept me here, especially EVP. That's what kept me going with that. But you're right, 100%, Scott. This community was built on the backs of the unknown ghost hunter, and I've always said that. And I think you're right 100%. But there's a lot of competitions to keep up with the Joneses.
That's the problem, right? That you just said the word.
Right.
Competition. Mm-hmm.
Why is there competition?
Well, why did you get into this, Doug? And I'm going to ask you, Bonnie, too.
I've always been into the paranormal. And and ghost hunting, I've told this story before. I was up late one night. Everyone's on dial-up at the time. Because this was years ago. And I was
42.
Yes. And I
1800 and froze to death.
And I was surfing and I ran across a website that said, "Hey, you know, we go out to these cemeteries at night and we crawl around and take pictures, and here's some pictures and here's some downloadable WAVE files that took forever." And then it goes, "Help me." I mean, it was just really
cool.
you download it for half an hour to go, "Help me." And
those were the days of 56K. Yeah.
Oh, so.
But you got into this because you had an interest in it.
But it just totally. I was hooked.
Did you think you were going to do a radio show?
I never in a million years.
Neither did I. We just fell in. It was a cool thing. Yeah. We're loving doing this thing. Fine. Yeah. Bonnie, your turn.
I actually got into ghost hunting on accident.
Because you knew about me.
I was, it's because I wanted to meet you. You were so smoking hot, and I just had to have you.
Damn right.
No, anyways. Actually, I've been into the paranormal for a long time, but my ex-sister-in-law was going ghost hunting and didn't want to go alone, and with some members of MGB, and apparently it's an unwritten rule that if you take me with you, the members of the ghost hunting group that you don't know won't kill you as long as I'm there.
Okay.
So she brought me along for backup, and then I stuck with you guys, and she didn't.
So
you now you're stuck with me.
So you've had, it's all happy.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. So you had an interest in this, though.
Yeah.
Simply you had an interest. Okay.
Homie said to tell you that you were hoping for fame and women following you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, homie, for clarifying that. Anybody else out there?
And he says he got into the paranormal because God made him do it.
Okay. That's a perfectly, I think that's a very, anybody else in
He's
there
He's the only one that's answered it so far.
Well, okay, Nimrods, get on it, okay?
We're
working on, this is a time thing here. We got to make this thing happen.
Mostly, I got into the paranormal so that I could be on TV.
Okay, great.
There you go.
Thanks. And the earth is flat.
I got into the paranormal so I can make American Ghost Watchers.
Because we're doing stuff, too.
Yes, we are.
But it's fun. We're having a good time doing it. And by the, you know... Okay.
Why did you get into it, Scott?
Because I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
And all this other goofy stuff we've been doing down the road, like going in movies and doing this radio show, that's just fun stuff we're doing on top of that.
Yeah.
I'd like to do more ghost hunting. What?
That we don't get paid for.
No, look around you. This is all money that we pay for.
It's not something that I ever expect to, like, be on. If it was on any show station, it would be on Comedy Central, but it's not something I ever expect to see on there either.
Well, I don't want to hit anybody that's got shows presently or anything like that. I'm just wondering, seriously, you've heard me talk about this for the last 10, 15 minutes. Am I wrong? I want emails. I want people to message me on Satan's website, whatever. You got my stupid account over there, whatever. I am haunted, whatever it might be. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. I want to know if I'm wrong. Is this something that is this the way it's going to be? Is this the way we're going to be going from here on out, that we're going to be basing, you know, our worth in this, which you shouldn't have to worry about your worth, if you're doing stuff and you're working on stuff and you're trying to learn something? I think that's beautiful. That's what you should be doing. That's what I thought was the way it was supposed to run. That's, I think, what we figured out back like in 1823,
right,
whenever it was, when we started working together, was just that. We're researching. We're learning. There's nothing. There's no size set stuff here. How many times can you say that? You say you're blue in the face.
I have more responses.
What?
I have more responses.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Niagara Falls Paranormal says they've been into the paranormal their whole life, and they had things happening to them when they were young, so they wanted to research it more.
Okay, that's why. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
No. People are telling you why they got into it. Obviously, okay, no one so far has said, I got into it to be on TV,
okay,
or to be on the radio.
All right.
Nathan got involved because it scared the heck out of him.
Okay.
And he thought, if he knew more, he wouldn't be as scared.
And
okay. And Devin apparently got into it to take down Dr. Dawn.
Okay, yeah, great. All right.
Yeah. But no, he loves
which is a very noble cause.
He loves doing research on different topics. That's why Devin got into it. So far, no one has said for TV and radio.
Well, I don't want to base everything on that, but I want to see some emails on this. I want to hear what people have to say. I'm serious about this, people. Am I wrong? Am I stupid? Am I a dork? What should I do to fix this if I am wrong? I need suggestions on this, because to me, it's disturbing.
I think it's absolutely insane.
It's disturbing.
Okay.
It's disturbing.
I wonder. Scott is right. No, Scott isn't wrong. So people in
well, thank you. I feel better now.
People in chat agree with you, dear.
So all right, let's think about these people who are emailing. Okay, do you think their real goal is to just be on as many shows?
God,
as possible,
I hope not.
And,
God,
and,
I hope not. And I hope maybe I hope maybe there is something going on. Maybe there was just a misinterpretation of what was happening here. Maybe these several emails I have received were just like taken the wrong way.
Well,
I read them. It's black and white. I read.
Or maybe I know you.
I'm good at it.
Scott
too.
Can read.
Despite what people think on this show, I can read pretty good.
I read good.
I read just fine.
Not bios.
So
it's not bios, yeah, bio inclusive.
So
yeah.
I wonder if I don't know. Maybe they're when they email us to get on the show, they're just trying to get our attention, or I mean, what are they trying to do?
Maybe perhaps they think that because Ghostly Talk's been around for so long, they have to submit certain criteria to be on the show. I don't know.
Well, then
maybe they haven't heard the show.
Maybe they just knew the show and didn't listen to the show.
Maybe you need to listen to the show and see what it's about here. And that's fine. You can't. I'm not going to. You don't need to be like,
I am supposed to kick you for calling the chat room, folks.
Deal with it. We're all buddies here. I got kicked. All right, great. I don't want to alienate anybody. I don't want anybody scared to email us to come on the show. But I'm wondering what has to happen here. Is it getting engulfed in nothing but media exposure now? Is that what it is?
There actually may be groups out there that's their entire reason.
I'm firmly convinced of it. I'm firmly
because
convinced
you remember, you remember the very first group that we were with that was going to the leader is like, oh, I'm going to be making this a profitable venture and retiring.
Day will go down in.
Yeah,
the,
he made it profitable for drug dealers.
that was a different group.
Oh, different group.
This was a different group.
You know, and
you
people that
have
been
some winner group.
Well, that's the reason that people that have met us at conferences and we've had long conversations with both of us, and they will, you know, God bless you for what you're doing. You're out there working it. You're making stuff happen. That's cool, but it's just not for me anymore. I've had too many bad experiences, and I deal with enough Nimrods throughout the week in my professional life, on the road here in Detroit, on the phone, via the internet, whatever it may be, that I just don't want to surround myself with anymore. And I'm firmly convinced that that's what the majority of it is. Just, hey, we're letting it all hang out here. So, hey, that's the way it's going to be. Go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
I can say one thing, Scott. Yeah. I got to say, a lot of these people, I've seen them at these conferences and stuff. Hey, you got some of these cats up here in stardom status, right? And these people worship them. I'm not going to name drop anybody, but we know who they are. You got so many of them out there. Every week there's a new show on A&E or Discovery or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you got these cats, the Unknown Ghost Hunter, and I was one of them. You walk up to the table and you're disrespected a lot of times. So these cats go out here in these cemeteries and they work really hard and everything, and then they get their shot. And then they treat others the way they were treated when they were nobodies. And that happens to a lot of people. And don't fall in that trap, guys. Scott L is 100% right. You can't do that. But
what are we in? What are we in the music business?
I think so.
I don't treat anybody.
What did I say about this, Doug? I quit the music business because it turned into this rat race of people diving at this thing being waved in front of their heads. It's 30 feet in the air, and we're only, the average human's about 6 foot tall, right?
Right.
Just dangling there going, you can get this, keep working it. And that's what the music business turned into me, and that's why I quit it. That's why I walked away from it. That's why I was done with it, right?
Chrissy P says it's the same way in the writing community.
Is it?
Yep.
So it's just everybody's just, I mean, you know, and I thought about this, too. We've discussed this. Like, I'm like, I'm going to quit the paranormal ghost hunting thing, and I'm just going to be a UFO researcher. And Amber, after we talked to Ted Phillips, remember?
Yes.
God,
yes.
That was fascinating, right?
Exactly.
And Amber's like, and we talked, Amber and I were talking about this, and I'm like, you know what? It's probably the same crap going on in that community, too.
It probably is.
It's probably the same stuff. So you can't get away from it, so maybe I just have to deal with it.
Maybe.
Tell me.
More group dynamics.
This is your chance, people, to say something. This is your chance to alter my perception of a situation. Not that that's a huge thing, but I really, if you want, if people, I'm here to help people.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're not the only radio show that's getting it either, because Mystic Age Radio says they have the same issue.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's Troll. Thank you, Troll. Appreciate it. Troll's hanging out. He's one of our affiliates.
Yeah.
Should mention him. Hey, thank you very much, Troll. Really cool guy. Really cool guy. So, okay. So, this is happening. Mm-hmm. This isn't just, I know it can't just be us. You know, all right, well, I'm sorry.
It's not just us.
I apologize in advance for anybody that I hurt their feelings and may have busted their egos. Deal with it. I'm done being nice about stuff like that.
I apologize for nothing, I say. If you don't like it, send a hate mail to Bonnie@GhostlyTalk.com.
I think people, it goes without saying, we care. I really do care about this show. We care about each other who do this show. We care about the people that come on this show. Ask anybody that's been on this show, you know, go ahead. I'll give you their email. You know, we do everything we can to make sure they're as comfortable as possible. They have a good time. They enjoy themselves on here. We don't want people to walk away going, God, those guys were mean to me. They were really grilling on me, and they were really intrusive. No, we want you to tell your story, tell what you're working on, and we want to learn from you. How many times have we said that? You know, and it's out of the interest and the love for this field. What do you want me to do? Cut my wrists? I don't know what else I can tell you. I mean, to express how I feel about this thing. And this is emotional for me because it's really getting scary. I'm scared of this. I'm seeing something, a beautiful thing where people are really starting to use their heads and think a little bit. And it's, you know, unfortunately, I'm starting to see more and more, I've been on this show, I've been on that show. And it's like, dude, that's not what matters. That's not what matters.
But, you know, in time, once the paranormal is no longer the hottest, hip, new thing, that'll die down too.
I guess so. I mean, and I want to see.
And we'll still be here doing the same old show.
Yeah. Boy, I'm glad you're. I just love your enthusiasm there, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Am I nuts? Am I losing my mind, Doug? I mean, I've come to you how many times and said that exact same phrase right there.
Right.
Am I nuts, Doug? Am I losing my mind here? Is my perception of this situation completely off balance?
No, I think you're seeing a trend, and it's a scary trend.
It's scary.
But
it really is.
And it's going to be harder and harder to weed out the ones who, you know,
I shouldn't have. I don't want to weed
just
people out. I want to bring everybody on here. I really do. But, you know, if your intention is just to, like, you know, put another notch in your headboard.
I was on Ghostly Talk.
Big deal.
I'm on Ghostly Talk every week.
Ghostly Talk, screw those guys. You know, whatever.
I'm on Ghostly Talk every week. It ain't that much.
Yeah, it's not that exciting. You know, like, people like Norm. And oh, God, my brain's stopped. Now, Norm, who we talked to at Just Ain't Old Orbs.
Yeah.
Norm and who else?
Oh, wait, you're talking about, wait, I
God, my
I
just so
saw
bad.
Their card.
Norm?
Cheers.
No, shoot. We got like 2 seconds here. Norm? Oh, my God, he's going to kill me. I feel so bad now. Norm emailed me, too. But these guys sat there and asked these heavy questions. We talked about this last week, I think, too. These guys asked just these heavy questions.
Are you talking
about
Bryce?
Bryce! Thank you so much, Bryce.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the mountain ghosts or something.
No. It was Norm and Bryce.
Yeah.
We were at Just Ain't No Orbs we talked.
Yeah.
That's the gentleman who sent us the stuff from Whispers of State.
Yeah.
Asking questions, just really digging in about the show, about the paranormal, whatever it may be. And I'm like, wow, man, I don't remember that crap. But thank God you are listening. You are thinking. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, that's just, let it ride. You know, that's so cool. But all right, we're going to get Dr. Simeon Hine on here.
Excellent.
So we're going to slow it down a little bit now. We're going to kind of slow things down.
Rant?
Was it a rant?
It was, but I loved it.
It's not what I really wanted to do, man. And as a matter of fact, I really didn't want to do this because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to upset anybody.
No, I think pretty much everyone will understand where you're coming from on that one.
It's scary.
Anyone that has a true passion for the paranormal field will understand where you were coming from.
Well, I can't wait to go to the next convention.
Yeah, to watch me get beat senselessly by everybody.
Well, that'll be awesome. But no, I mean to go to the next convention and talk to ghost hunters who are out there doing ghost hunting. And
there you go. That's the way I think we should leave that. Let's go to break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I am Doug.
I'm Bonnie.
We'll be back right after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.